Ben, what are you eating? Show me.
Fuck all, fuck all. There's nothing in the bowl.
Wow,
That's the whole meal.
that's like
I haven't
three.
even touched it yet.
That's like three bites.
Yeah,
Are you
sucks dick.
gonna be moody the whole podcast?
Only when you ask me dumb shit. So, quite likely, yeah.
Pretty much the whole time
The
then.
whole fucking time, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just gonna sit here and get really fucking high and hope that it just goes over my head.
What are you smoking?
I shouldn't show you this basketful of cookies I have over here.
What are you smoking?
That's fine.
Is a weed pen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, it's nothing too exciting. No, we've got a deep freeze outside full of cookies.
Just waiting.
What are
I mean,
the
shit, like I've got a 9-year-old stepson. The house is full of junk.
Oh, yeah. He's
So
got a sweet jaw like this.
Brett, how low did your calories get?
Probably still probably 3,000, 2,800, 3,000 calories.
Ben's at like 1500.
I have a crazy metabolism. I mean, like, yeah, I talked about this before, but it's like I need the carbs, especially around workouts and stuff. Then we kind of you went away from it, later in the day and stuff. But I burn, man. I'm a furnace. Like I was saying, I ended up eating. Loading into that show, I was doing 1,000 gram carb days like 3 days in a row into the
Okay.
show,
Yeah.
all of cream of rice. So it's just like I was eating like 240 grams of cream of rice per meal with like 50 grams of almond butter on them.
You ever get sick of cream of rice at all or no?
Not there towards the end. I do in the off season a little bit, but
Yeah.
not very prep.
You say 240 grams, not dry measure.
That's a dry measure.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, so like 190 grams of carbs worth of cream of rice per meal.
That's like a fucking salad bowl worth of cream of rice.
Yeah, it was a lot, man. We were eating a lot to,
No,
fill.
fuck. I like cream of rice, but holy fuck, that's a lot, man.
Yeah, I had obviously condensed down the water a little bit, so it wasn't just like
Yeah.
overflow, So it was, but the thing is, that's the only way I could eat that much. You think about trying to do that with like regular jasmine rice. That's like 500 grams of jasmine rice. I can't eat that
Yeah,
much.
but you know what I wonder? Why don't guys use pasta, Ben? You know that answer? You don't use a pasta, do you? Because like brown rice pasta, like I've been eating brown rice raw pasta the last 3 days. And but just because of digestion, like it feels better to me than rice. But I can eat like 112 grams weighed out is like 86 grams of carbs. So it's like low volume. Like it's not a big volume of food, but it's dense in calories. Or dense in carbs. So I wonder why coaches don't ever use pasta or rice pasta or anything like that.
Yeah,
I think you.
coaches use different things all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I've yet to come a, I've yet the only time I use Hani got me using rice pasta in the off season, like when we started together a long time ago. That's where I started using rice pasta. But never in a prep have I had a coach have me use pasta or anything. I guess Dennis James is probably the only one I've ever heard of using pasta in a prep. But I'm just thinking, like, if Brett had to eat 150 grams of carbs in a meal, it would be easier to eat with like pasta than it would be with cream of rice.
Well, he said he wasn't shrugging a bit, so.
I'm just curious. It's just not something I see very often, right?
No.
It's usually rice or cream of rice or potatoes or sweet potato.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
So what now? So what now, Brett? Now you're the talk of bodybuilding, and you feel more pressure? Do you feel elation? What is the, is it a combination of everything? Because now I, because I know it's easier to do shit when no one's watching.
Right.
Right.
Like we talked about, Matt kept reminding me, he's like, this is the last time you're gonna go under the radar, so enjoy it. And so that definitely makes sense now, because now making the kind of a grand entrance. So obviously these next preps are gonna be totally different because the more eyes on me, but that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
We wanted to make that statement, and I announced today that I'm not competing in Tampa. We're shutting it down for the year. I know where I need to improve to bring that package, that first place package with little improvements on different areas. So overall, it's just, now I'm ready for that next step. I'm ready to be the favorite or, get more hype going into the show. But yeah, don't get me wrong, that was fun. That was a lot of
Do you
fun.
want to?
listening to you give me ninth place and things
I was just gonna say, do you want to shit on me in front of everybody now for
we've had that conversation. I'm done with it. I enjoyed it, and it fueled the fire a little bit, but you know, that was all part of the process.
That's why I did it. That's why I said it. I'm like, he's gonna be listening. I'm gonna make him work a little harder. No, I honestly, that was a tough one to call, mainly just because I'd never seen you before. I kept seeing the Instagram posts come up, and it's just hard to tell what somebody looks like when they're standing by themselves.
Absolutely. How many people do we see on Instagram that look awesome? Instagram takers ever.
And then imagine listening to me for once. And
I was waiting for that.
Ben was getting back. You should have been.
I got
he was getting videos and stuff.
I got told off for saying I told you so. So I'm not saying that.
Ben said I told you so like four times one day, and I just snapped on him. I'm like, I fucking heard you already. I know you told me so. I know. So what's the decision making process when? Because I got to ask you this, because I'm sure other people are thinking it, right? So when Tampa Bay's around the corner and you do so well, and I know the Tampa competition is not going to be any easier. So is the thought process, I want to keep my stock high because I'm riding high right now? Is the thought process, I know what I have to do, so I want to go do it? Like, what is, because a lot of people are probably thinking, hey, man, it's 2 weeks. Just get back on stage and knock out another top three or top five or first. I mean, who knows, right? So how does that thought process play out in your mind?
Part of the thought process is, I still think I could go in there and get top three, but just to get that Olympia qualification, because I can't do Texas. I've already committed to a guest closing here for my gym for Dylan Armbrust. And, I'm committed to that. My training partner, Martin Fitzwater, he's competing, and I'm helping him get ready for that show. We're doing it together.
Yeah.
So that's his show. So I can only do Tampa. So I would have to get obviously first, second, or I don't even think I can get third. I'd have to get first or second just to qualify for the Olympia. So that kind of comes into it, it matters on how on these guys are, Steve Kuklo, Ian Valliere, Charles Griffin, who else is doing it. It's going to be Kuklo,
really. Is Kuklo doing Tampa?
I thought he was.
Maybe I thought not. He was in Texas. I think he was in Texas.
Yeah, he's just in Texas as far as I'm aware.
Still really good guys overall. So that'd be first or second. And then it was kind of even going into that show, I even had a conversation before with Matt, and I was like, we're going to come to win this. And if we don't, we're going to make a statement, and then I'm going to bring the next version next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This whole journey has kind of just been, for me, it's been the process, from Classic. I knew I wasn't going to stay in Classic because I knew I just want to continue to let my body develop and grow. I've only done six shows. That's what people don't realize. So I'm looking at the long-term game. And I'm not comparing this to Phil Heath or whatever, but how he did won a few shows and he wanted to bring the best the next version to the Olympia. So I'm not going anywhere. I mean, I love this sport. I love bodybuilding. I love the overall process, and it's so ingrained in me and my wife's lifestyle now that nothing changes. I'm motivated every day. So I know I'm going to bring another 8 to 10 pounds next year. And I think that'd be a better presentation on the Olympia stage. Which is not just going to, to be there. I want to be there and eat. So that's, that's what my mindset is. And I definitely think, that's going to happen next year.
8 to 10 pounds in a year is going to be crazy. It is going to get harder to put that 8 to 10 pounds on, though, the bigger you get, obviously. You know that, okay. Right? 10 pounds is a lot of weight when you're up at the 240s, 250s already.
Yeah.
So, but if you can put that 10 pounds on, your physique's going to look nuts.
Right.
So... and forgive me, I'm sure I'm gonna get roasted for this, but is Martin's an open class bodybuilder, right? He's not 212,
right? Yeah, he's open.
Do you know what he's weighing in at?
Yeah, he's right around 240 right now. But he's 5'7", so he's 2 inches shorter than me, so he's bubbly, very very bubbly, and his size will hold well on stage. And then we're just really pushing conditioning for him, because obviously that's what can separate you. And so we're just trying to kind of mimic what we did with me. And, I think it'll be a really good weekend for him.
Yeah. Ben, you're a week and a half now. Your last photos, you look like you're finally sinking in. Like it's all coming together. Everything looks like it's showing through well.
Yeah, it's probably the best condition I've been in. I very much incredibly flat right now. I mean, I've been sending you some pictures anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had Sunday this past weekend where we spoken with my digestion and that stomach bug that I've had. So I had like the afternoon off. I kind of spoke to Patrick and we just ate up. So just lots of rice, some potatoes, some bread, just to kind of get my stomach.
Yeah.
Kind of, we didn't want to put anything crazy in there. I went to bed that night looking, which is the first time I've looked at myself and gone, oh shit, because I've been so incredibly flat. I haven't really been able to tell what's what.
Yeah.
And then I woke up the next morning and it was about 2.5 pounds up and considerably fuller. So it showed through. Do 2-3 days of loading and it'll be a very good look.
So you're a week and a half. You're a week and a half out now.
Wow. Yeah, whenever the
show week is. And a half. The first show is a week and a half and the next show is 2.5, right?
Texas. Yeah.
But there's one before, isn't there?
No, Texas.
You're only doing one show now.
Yeah, I put out the Phoenix one.
Well, I know you got out of that one, but I thought there was one in Houston.
No, I'm just doing the Texas Pro.
Okay, okay.
Well, not the Pro. Obviously not the Pro. Like the whatever they're called in the undercard.
Yeah, the undercard, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we have to get a few questions out of the way, Brett, to make sure see if you're crazy like everybody else or you are normal like me.
Okay. Is it a wiping?
That will probably be in there. Yes. First, the spoon and fork. You have to go through the whole gambit. Spoon and fork, chicken and rice. Do you eat it with a spoon or a fork? If it's on a plate, and you have chicken and rice, the chicken's cut up.
Wait! Why do you have to always? Right.
Now
you have a choice, one of spoon or fork. Which one are you fucking choosing?
Okay, so
here, I gotta give them the scenario of what it's
eating. All right, chicken and rice. It doesn't matter what it's in, what it's like. Just you're gonna make yourself chicken and rice, and then you're gonna choose one utensil. Go.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm the typical bodybuilder. Everything I use into either a bowl or a Tupperware. So, but the weird part about me is, I'll do a fork for chicken and rice, but I'll do a spoon for beef and rice.
Ah, see, that's what I do. You see, smart guy.
It's messy. Yeah. Even it'll get messy if you try to use a fork. So that's no, right. Fork for chicken because it's cut, and then spoon for beef.
I mean, clearly, my lifestyle is way too busy to fuck around trying to balance shit on a fork. But you guys have that luxury.
It's really not that hard, is it? But I do find that in a bowl, a spoon makes more sense.
Yeah,
just because you kind of can't get the corners as well and shit. You know what I mean? No, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Towels. How many washes, how many showers before you wash your towel?
Oh, two max.
Fuck. I can't I'm the only dirty motherfucker on this podcast.
My wife, she's on it, man. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not washing it, but she'll grab those out of the, she'll grab them out of there before I get a chance. So, just me.
All right, if you weren't married, how long?
Ooh, we probably multiply that by two. Probably more like four.
It's still better than me. I'm like 5 to 7. Yeah, I got to change that habit, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you wipe sitting or standing?
Sitting.
Fucking thank God. The thing,
I was picturing them in my mind. Like, how do you stand up and like bend over? And like,
if I try and do it, sitting.
And aren't you too big to be doing that shit? Like, you get your hand stuck or something, like trying to reach
what around. I'm saying.
Was it next?
I stand. I'm not trying to lean on a fucking seat when I'm 290 trying to fucking. What?
Well, you kind of lean forward and over. It's not just over, it's like forward and over.
Well, you boys are way more flexible than me because I'm going to be around there.
Coordination.
I'm going to stand. I gotta stand up and fucking get around.
All right, favorite fast food place.
Five Guys.
See, this guy's fucking. He's good. What's that?
That's technically fast food, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes a little slow, but it's fast. As if their fries are done yet.
All right, so Brett fits in well. I finally got an ally, I think.
Fucking hell. Because you agree with Fuad. The minute you disagree with him, you're in the out crowd with me. You're over here.
The out crowd? You're on every fucking episode. What are you talking about? I'm just saying it's nice to have somebody else on the podcast that fucking agrees with me for once.
That's all you want. That's what you've been searching for. Look, you're going to do, you might have guests.
I can't hear you. Thank God. Your fucking shit cut out.
He's getting worked up.
All right. So what do we got left for the Olympia? We got Tampa and Texas and Portugal.
Yeah.
Is there an Egypt show or did I see that wrong? Or
I think it's Portugal and Spain.
Oh, okay.
And Texas and Tampa. And there's still a lot of fucking guys left, man. So who's going to get left out? You know, I think like Hassan and Shaban are probably going to qualify on points.
Yeah.
Right. But aside from those two guys, I mean, you know, Ian, Charles Griffin, Steve Kuklo, Sergio. I mean, some of these guys might try and qualify at the Arnold.
I'm assuming Tampa, right?
You cut out, Ben. Sorry. Say that again.
I'm assuming Max Charles is going to go do Tampa.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
He's not bad. He'll push a few people around.
Can Max beat Ian?
Not if Ian's on.
Yeah, I think if Ian's 100%, he can beat him. But if he's off at all, Max is impressive because he gets so sharp, especially from the front.
Yeah, and he put his legs up.
His legs have come up a lot. Guy, what's going on, man? Where you been?
Dude, I don't even want to, like, every time people think that I'm late, I have an excuse. My brother calls me mid-workout. Nobody can find my mother. So I interrupt my leg workout to try to call all my friends that are cops trying to ping my mother's cell phone. That's why I'm late. So,
dude, you have the most dramatic stories ever. Is your mom okay?
It's insane. Why are you calling me? Call the fucking cops.
Is your mom okay?
Yes. Okay. She left my brother's house at like 3:30 to go home, which is 20 minutes, made a pit stop at her friend's house, and typical 65-year-old woman just leaves her cell phone in the car with her purse, like nobody cares about her and like nobody needs to contact her, and just goes fucking ghost and radio silent for 5 hours.
If you were just going to be late, would you just say, I'm just late because I'm late? Or would you make up some crazy story all the time?
No, most of my friends know a lot of the times I'm just late because I suck. But with this podcast, for some reason, I have dramatic stories when I'm late. Yeah. Like, I was on time and everything was going good. As soon as my brother called me, I'm like, I'm going to be late for this fucking podcast again. I'm going to have to tell them why. And they're going to be like, okay, guy, your mom would miss it. Sure.
What's going on, man? You're a week and a half out.
No, and Brett, congrats, by the way. You look fucking awesome, dude.
Thanks, guy.
I got your number. I just saw it today. I was going to text you, but thoroughly impressed, dude.
Hey, Brett agrees with us, guy, by the way. I thought you'd like to hear that. Ben.
Yeah.
I just jumped. I didn't recognize Ben looked like fucking like Superman, fucking Clark Kent when I came on. I didn't even recognize him.
Brett, though, Brett used the fork. Brett sits, and Brett likes Five Guys.
Oh, Brett, we're best.
And he only uses the towel.
Best friends.
We just used best friends. What's going on, man? You're a week and a half out.
Yeah. Brett, are you doing Tampa?
I am not.
Really?
Right. We were just talking.
If you weren't late, you would have heard what he said about it.
I'll give you my mother's cell phone number. Take it up with her.
No, Brett decided to opt out. What's going on with your prep? Are you good?
Awesome. Yeah, I feel really good, man.
That's it?
Yeah, I feel good. My weight's good. I look good. I look better. I feel better. You know, it's just a different feeling. But you know what's weird? I'm fuller. I'm rounder. I'm harder. But I'm exhausted.
Too much electric?
I feel more drained this time around. I don't know if it's because I incorporated like stairs every day because I haven't been doing cardio. Because I always talk about that. I don't do cardio. And I'm like, maybe I just need to do the shit that I used to always fucking do when I got peeled and just wake up and do the goddamn stairs. So I don't know if it's like a combination of that. But like I'm eating probably 2.5 times the amount of carbs and I'm just exhausted.
Are you doing the same? Are you doing your own diet kind of thing?
Yeah, I just realized today that You know, PJ is keeping an eye on me. John's keeping, but I was sending John updates on WhatsApp. And then when I went to Ohio, he's like, I don't have WhatsApp anymore. I believe. Yeah. And I'm like, that's good. So then he's like, send me the videos on Messenger. So I sent him some videos last week on Messenger because he does my training. I want him to see like what's going on. And I went in the gym today and I'm like, oh my God, I have six videos that I sent him from 2 weeks that never went through Messenger.
Didn't you think to message him when he didn't respond and be like, hey,
no, I just thought he's really busy, dude. And this was like a last minute thing. Like when I was, so I just kind of, and so we talked on the phone and he was like, dude, I always had time for my friends. I'm like, I just, well, didn't want to bother you. I was like, you know, it's not like I'm clueless here.
Yeah. Also, guy's not adverse to leaving a message for about a month before he fucking replies anyway. So when someone does it back to him, he's like, it's normal.
This is true. This is very true.
He'll read. You'll get like, you'll be in like a conversation where you go ping, 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 ping. Your reply, the next fucking week, is like, oh yeah, and you're like,
yeah, why do you do that? Isn't it like, isn't it appropriate to leave like a fucking emoji or something to say like, hey, that's the end of the conversation?
No, but it's not the end of the conversation. It's like, we're going back and forth, back and forth. Then I'll ask a question and then there's just nothing back for a long time.
Okay, so
I have 78 unread text messages still. I just can't get to them.
Okay, wait a minute. Aside from Guy, proper texting etiquette. If you're texting with somebody, do they have to finish the conversation or are they allowed to just put their phone and go do whatever they have to do and come
back?
Hold
on, Brett, is this your first podcast on here? Because yeah. Before you answer that, I have to let you understand something.
It's his first bro chat.
Okay. If he's not referring right now, he's not referring to a one-on-one conversation. He's referring to a group message. And when
no, I'm not. That's not true.
On the fucking bro chat group message and WhatsApp, it's like battery ram sometimes. There's fucking, they banana clip comments. I can't even read that back. So I just don't read any of it. So don't let them, you have to ask, is it a one-on-one thing or a group chat?
I'm talking about.
You're about to opt out of. I opt out of those.
I'm about one-on-one with you, guy. I'm doing one-on-one.
Group chats are anybody can answer at any time and you can leave whenever you feel like it. That's how I feel about group chats. But one-on-one, this is what I'm asking. If you're one-on-one texting with somebody, Brett, are you the kind of person who's texting and you have to like finish the conversation? Or do you, if you got to go do something, you just put the phone down and go do it and get back to the conversation later?
I'll usually wrap up the conversation.
Yeah.
Because
I asked for Brett's number after the show to congratulate him. I still haven't gotten it. I put his number in my phone and have yet to text him.
Yeah.
Guy, and Ben, you feel the same way, obviously. We text all the time. We always finish our conversation.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, man, I'm going to go train now, I'll switch later.
Yeah.
Right.
Ben hates me because I text him back.
Wait. I want to know what the answer is from Guy if we're three chicks.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have group messages with three chicks.
I'm yeah, no, no, no. If you're one-on-one, if one of us was a chick, I bet I get a fucking reply and a good night.
I will make three phone calls right now to three different girls that will all say I never reply. I'm horrible at replying to them.
Yeah, those are the ones you don't like. Call one that you like.
I got nothing.
Yeah, you got nothing. No, but you know what, though? There's some people that can get away with that, and it's okay.
You want to know what it is? Like, I'll wake up in the morning, take a shit, answer text messages, go on the stairs. I really can't text when I'm on the stairs, so I'll do a live feed.
Yeah.
Come inside.
Why can't you text on the stairs?
I don't like to. No, I can't. I can't do that. Even walking on a treadmill makes me sick.
Really?
Is that I'm on a recumbent bike. Recumbent bike's the only thing I could.
Yes, so I can do it on the bike. I'm good with.
Brett, how about you?
Yeah, just the bike.
Am I the only fucking one? I can text and walk at the same time.
Yeah, but you're already walking at like...
What?
I'm surprised you can text with holding your cane.
You're only 3 years younger than me, you fuck.
No, five.
Four.
Aren't you 44?
I'm 42, bitch.
Oh.
You're 39, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right behind me. Don't be so quick to fucking talk shit. Once you hit 40, it's all over.
It's already over for me.
No, but
Brett just took second at one of the deepest lineups besides like an Arnold and Olympia, and I met him. He was a physique competitor. I'm definitely fucking at the end of my rope.
Yeah, but in his defense, he did that fast. That
was quick.
It was like two fucking years he did that shit.
You were like 37 when you saw me.
No, that was in Australia. That was when I was looking at Luke.
Yeah, well, yeah. So that would have been
That was 16.
No, that was 3 years ago. That was right before I went pro. That was 2018.
No, it couldn't have been.
Yes.
Was I competing 19?
That's the only time I'm in Australia, spring of 2018.
19?
18. No,
18. That's when Luke did Australia.
That's when
Rolly won. I didn't compete. Then I wasn't competing.
You weren't competing. Rolly won that.
Okay, then that makes sense. Okay.
That's something we didn't talk about. What about Rolly? That's a big fucking deal, man. Rolly, one of the big guns in IFBB, kind of like didn't look like his old self.
Do you think it was because of like just trying to get here type of deal, or just like father time?
I'm going to be honest with you from my perspective, which could mean absolutely fucking nothing because I don't really know Rolly that well. From my perspective, it didn't look like a fullness issue. He looked overall smaller. It didn't look like it didn't look to me like he just didn't carb up properly. Because the muscle, like, it wasn't flat. It just looked smaller than normal.
He didn't have that freak size, you know, he does.
I don't think he had an off season. I don't think he trained all, like, last year. And then they just threw him into a prep. And so, like, he tried to grow a little bit, but didn't. And then kind of just stayed the same. And, yeah, it was just off. And, like, to be honest with you guys, backstage, he was hurting. Like, I even asked about you. Like, every time we walk off, he'd bend over and stuff. And, like,
you know, because a lot of times they probably tried to suck him down at the end to bring the best conditioning. They probably hammered him with certain things that just wiped him the fuck out.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know like what he took, but if he took enough, like if he took a couple of diuretics and you're dehydrated, you can't, it's fucking hard to pose. And
we've all felt like that at one point. I mean,
I've definitely felt the shows where everything is bang on and you don't really like a couple that I did with John where I didn't even take diuretics, I could pose all day long.
Yeah.
I remember specifically being on the stage with Max and I think it was Johnny and Weinberger was like, do you want to keep going? And I was the only one who was like, yeah, let's keep going. Cause I didn't take any diuretics for the show. I actually saw you do that too, Brett. I think it was,
I didn't take any diuretics.
You didn't take any diuretics for that show?
No.
Yeah, that's fucking nice, man.
We did 1/8 of a diazide on like Thursday night just to get some water off from the flight, but I didn't have to take any. And if you notice, I was holding my poses the longest, and like, yeah, that was a big deal, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's a double edged sword. You take them to dry up, but then it's hard to pose, and then fucking who knows, right?
Did you get COVID, Brett?
Did I get COVID?
Yeah. Did you ever get?
I did. Yeah. Around Thanksgiving.
Did it affect your lungs at all? Your breathing? Because it definitely did with mine.
Not long term. It did at short term, but it went away.
I still have fucking like with some issues from it.
Yeah,
I believe it though.
So I think Rolly's doing the Europa. I think I saw
Dallas.
No, it said Europa Portugal. I think from what I unless oh, I'm no, wrong.
That's bringing the strength in Texas.
That's yeah, I think it was. One. I think it was Europa Portugal. But then I also heard he was doing Tampa. So I don't know what he's doing. But let's assume he's doing one of those shows in the next 2 or 3 weeks. How much size can he get back if it's not a fullness issue? Like, can he really change that much?
It's not a fullness issue. You can't really.
You can't change it 2 or 3 weeks, right?
No.
So, because
I mean, the best thing you can hope to do is come in a bit tighter. That's his only game. Yeah. Like,
I didn't really think he was off. Like, he didn't really look off. He just looked smaller than normal. Like, his glutes were still in and stuff. He just didn't look like nothing was really, really full and popping like it normally is. If he shows up like that, if he shows up like he showed up in Chicago to Texas or to Portugal, because Portugal, you have Nathan Diasha doing it.
Oh, Nathan's
and Texas, you have Steve Kuklo. So I don't know if that version of Rolly can beat either of them.
I'm hoping it's a fullness issue, but I saw him. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fullness. I think Uncle Brett was saying is a bit more accurate.
Brett, is that a fact that he did not train for most of that time?
Well, I think with all the COVID stuff, he couldn't. I just think he just had the long off season. He wasn't able to train. I knew he was having problems with the gym, being able to train. And then also remember like the last time he did compete, like he like hurt his knee really bad. So he had a bad injury going into the off season. So we don't know how long to heal. Yeah. And then, you know, maybe he finally got it healed and then it was time for prep. I don't think he was able to push his weight up before coming down. You know what I mean? They try to just, you know, add size into a prep, which doesn't always work as you get older, you know?
If only somebody had a podcast where they could ask him what happened. I'll have to ask him if he'll come on. Maybe, Guy, you can use your connections.
You want me to text him?
Cool. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Join the FaceTime and join the Skype.
No.
It's quicker to ask Guy whose phone number he doesn't fucking have in the IFBB League.
Why are you so connected,
Guy? I'm friends with everybody. I talk to everybody.
Why are you so connected? Tell me. What's the secret?
People like me.
No, they don't.
Minus all the people that hate me.
All right, let's do some questions. You guys are tired. You guys are all tired.
I'm upbeat. Don't put your fucking nonsense on me. Okay?
Where's your beard?
You're going to go missing.
I miss your beard.
I grow it back, and then because I want it for the show, so I trim it. So when it comes in for the show, it's a little more scruffier than this.
Why? What's the theory? I don't understand.
Because I don't like a mid-range beard. It's either fucking full beard or like a little longer than this. I can't do that like mid in between shit like you.
It looks great. What are you talking about?
That's nonsense. That's not a real beard.
This is fucking beard. What is it then? It's fake?
I wake up fucking in 3 days with that. Kind of beard.
I trim it. It's not like I'm trying to grow it.
Ben, by the way, because I know he's going to try to act like this was his thing and like he came up with it.
Here we go.
But because Fuad is so fucking bad with winning bets, I saw the video of Nathan making that fucking shake.
That wasn't Nathan. It was one of his followers.
Oh, I just told Nathan, or I told Fuad, I go, you ever want to get me bad? I said, I have a horrible, when Flex used to tell me he would blend his food with like ketchup and like rice. And I'm like, dude, I'd throw up.
I think Brett fucking blended his food too.
No, fuck that.
Yeah. He told me in offseason he was blending
Brett, his food. Brett, you did that?
I've done chicken. I've done chicken and chicken broth.
I've done that. How have you not done that?
I've never done that.
Because for me, I'll literally throw it up.
So we know what the best next bet is with Guy. We bet on Tampa.
I'll take a sip and I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll take that.
You got to plug the nose and just let it go.
Dude, I can't. If somebody throws up around me, that's lights out. I can't handle
it. Why are you so sensitive?
But I can gut a deer and stab a pig, but I can't see that.
Yeah, what the fuck is that all about?
I fucking gut pigs and in front of Branch. That don't bother me, but somebody throws up, I'm like.
All right. All right, let's do some questions. Would you rather sing the national anthem at the Olympia or have to compete in your worst off-season shape?
Oh, my God, sing the national anthem.
No.
No, I would imagine.
You have a lot of memes with those things.
No, because even my worst off season, I still looked big. If you sang, you would sound like shit. You can't sing.
You don't know that about me.
You can't sing. I can tell by your voice. I can tell by your voice.
You can't tell shit by my voice.
Sing something. Sing something.
Wait.
What, I was like fucking Mariah Carey? You want me to just start belting shit out?
Hang on. Guy's off season, he's only like 210 pounds anyway. So
that's true.
He doesn't look. It's like, yeah.
First of all. Yeah. Fucking twats.
Yeah, guys say he's lean all year round, so it's fine.
No, I get up to like 230, 235.
Nonsense. When?
Bro, I was 233 when I was at Chris last offseason. That was the biggest I got.
Still, you're still lean, though.
The biggest I've ever got was 242. The biggest I've ever been in my life.
That's cute.
What do you want me to fucking do? I'm sorry my parents are both short and procreated a fucking pigeon. What do you want from me? I can't fucking... These are the cards I was dealt.
Ben sent me a picture earlier, and his fucking kid has the best genetics I've ever seen for balls.
Did I hear the end right?
Yes. It's like, he sends me a picture. He's like, I don't know where these came from. I'm like, what the fuck?
They're not from my fucking side. Those things are giant.
It didn't look normal.
Yeah, huh? Wait.
No, seriously, Guy. I'm like,
wait. Guy, get your phone.
It's a fucking baby. It's a baby. Like, it's a baby. And I'm like, that's fucked up.
What's that, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah, I should check your fucking message this time, huh?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, but if you... Okay. Yeah, I just saw your last message. Holy, is that real?
See? Yeah. See?
It's like a whole pack of Big League Chew.
I'm going to send it to Brett.
Oh my God, my wife's going to kill me.
Okay, I sent to Brett so you could see what we're going to
get it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on.
We're all going to jail now.
Going to jail. Oh my God.
See?
Wow. That's what,
that was my. Wow.
That is impressive.
It's fucking enormous. I can't believe it.
It's not enormous. Brett's still like, holy shit.
It's like, you know, it's like the picture when you see like a dog from behind with massive nuts. That's what it
was. Being dragging on the ground? Holy shit. He has to stand up to wipe for sure.
Yeah.
Those things are getting way fucked. I'm reaching around those fuckers.
I don't understand the standing up thing. It still blows my mind.
Okay, can we not talk about shit for a minute? I just wanted to ask Brett and move past it. Seriously. You want to sing the national anthem instead of fucking posing?
I would, if my worst off-season shape ever, yeah, I'd rather sing.
You know how embarrassing singing is when you suck?
You know how embarrassing is looking like shit fucking almost naked?
What do you think, Brett?
I'm not singing, man. You guys don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Brett went from fucking a physique guy to almost winning pro shows in like 6 months. He doesn't get a fucking say in this. Of course he's going to pick his work. His worst offseason shape wins fucking pro shows.
Man, I got up to 280 this last year. It was a little rough. But
that's crazy, bro. God bless you guys. How old are you?
32.
Nice
to be young again.
How often do you change your toothbrush, guy?
Probably.
I'm going to lose this one for sure. Not lose.
Every 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, okay. Brett?
I as soon as it starts, like, the bristles start getting a little weird, it goes. But I always have, like, 2 or 3 toothbrushes because I buy the pack.
Yeah.
2 or 3 months?
So I just change out the heads, but, yeah, probably, like, 3 months.
Ben?
I think 2 months. 2 months or whenever Denise does it.
Worst tasting supplement you've ever had?
Wait. What was your answer? I love how you fucking don't answer any of this.
I said, I agree with you. 2-3 months.
That's so you do the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worst tasting supplement you ever had? I'm going to go hydrolyzed casein. By far. Yeah,
it tastes like bile. It tastes like stomach bile.
It tastes like somebody threw up in your
protein. I was literally about
to... Brett, have you ever had it? Sorry, what'd you say, Ben? You cut out for a second.
Ben went mute.
I was saying that it came out about 10 years ago. They started to like push it. It was unflavored and like the fastest absorbing post-workout protein.
Yeah.
And I remember just being like, I used to get glycine because glycine roots.
Yeah.
Glycine in there and just fucking try and chug it.
Pretty bad BCAAs and EAAs out there too, though.
Yeah, but this is when they different. First started.
Yeah,
I remember the original Nitro Tech. I couldn't even fucking.
No, you know what? Brett makes sense. The Ben, did you ever try those Japanese branch chains?
Why? Because I'm fucking Asian. I would have had the Japanese ones. What the fuck's this? No, I got the English ones. I was in England. Fuck off.
No,
I didn't know. No.
Seriously, I think they're Japan. Or does anybody know what I'm talking about? They're supposed to be like better. The purity is supposed to be about more or something like that.
I don't think you're ever going to hear anything's better over there after COVID.
No. I'm serious. I can't remember what coach I had that told me to get them. Anyway, they taste like ass. But the hydrolyzed casein was a different level.
Do you ever have pure, like, pure protein, like pure hydrolyzed protein that's unflavored?
Just the hydrolyzed casein. That's all
I've got. With no flavoring in it.
No, yeah. But they used to send you. It was
like, it tastes like absolute asshole.
Yeah, they used to send.
We didn't just have this conversation, guy.
I didn't know if you were talking about flavored or unflavored. I don't know if you, because I've had it unflavored where there's no flavor to it, and it has like almost like an egg smell scent to it. It smells horrible.
No, what's it? I think it's BioTest. I think BioTest was the company. They used to make it, and they would put it in a, and they send you the 2-pound tub, and you'd buy the flavored, the liquid flavoring with it. So then you'd put the scoops, and then you'd add your own flavoring, and fuck, you had to add like
crazy half. How far this shit's come.
Well, I think people just gave up on that. No one even uses that anymore because you just can't flavor it. No one, I don't even know what any companies that use hydrolyzed casein in that form anymore.
Yeah.
I remember being in college and trying to like suck down Nitrotec and Zeltec and like wanting to die every day.
I didn't think it was that bad. I was sponsored by them.
Okay. Big deal.
No. I'm just being like, I used it. Like I was, I used to
struggle getting Nitrotec down. I would put like peanut butter in, but it was so gross.
I think because I was younger, I just didn't give a shit. I was only like 28, 27. I was like, fuck it. I don't care. It's free. I'm just going to chug it. The Celtec used to fucking, because I think Celtec was made with dextrose.
It was like one scoop was like 79 grams. Yeah.
You're talking about the Nitrotec protein?
Yeah.
I remember that was the first protein I ever bought. And I bought, this was the mistake. I was so excited and I bought like, you know, some crazy flavor like ice cream or like sprinkled ice cream or something. It was going to be so good. I had it one time, never touched it again. Just like so sweet. Like I couldn't even finish half of it. Disappointing because you know I spent $40 on it as an 18-year-old and like threw it away and was disappointed.
You're like Jay Cutler uses this. I have to use it.
Yeah. So I think I've only ever used chocolate or vanilla ever since. I don't even think I've gone astray from that.
Nobody does a lot of strawberry anymore, eh? You guys see strawberry around a lot anymore?
No, because it's hard to get a good strawberry flavor that tastes like fucking gross.
No, but I'm just thinking how popular it used to be, because it used to be that every company had chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
I'm a vanilla guy, and I don't like vanilla. Like, I'm not a vanilla guy, but I like vanilla protein because I can do whatever I want to it to make it taste how I want. Whereas like chocolate, you kind of like you can, but you're kind of limited to really what you can add in there. But I'm vanilla, simple. I like because it's versatile.
I'm simple, man. Chocolate, banana, peanut butter, done.
I just said
can never go with that. Can never go wrong with that. Favorite intensity technique for each major body part. Let's just pick one instead of going through each body. Everybody pick one.
Rest pause.
For what body part? All of them?
Why don't you pick the body part?
Well, I'm just saying, like, because I like.
I would. Like, hack squat rest pause is a fucking.
So when you say rest pause, are you talking about like a cluster set, Ben?
No, that's a cluster set. I'm talking about rest pause.
No, he means one rest pause.
Clusters are different. No,
go ahead, explain.
My definition of a cluster is repeated efforts submaximal, and it's more about accumulation, whereas a rest pause is three attempts to failure. So every time you pick up what you're going to failure, a cluster is a predetermined set where it's accumulative fatigue.
Okay, true. So that's 100% right, but I just have one question. When you do rest pause, isn't it just one?
No, rest pause is like you'll do, like, I don't know, whatever you're doing, you do a set to failure, rack it, count to 15, unrack it, go again, rack it, count to 15, do it one more time. It's three rounds to failure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, that's for me, what a cluster is, like, I'll go to failure, 20 seconds, failure, 20 seconds, failure.
The cluster is...
That's a rest pause. A cluster would be... Say you can bench three.
John will say do like 8 reps the first one. So I won't go to failure the first one, but the last ones after that, I'll go to failure.
No. John sets it up a little differently. So sorry, Ben, if you don't mind, so like when Patrick says cluster, he'll say like do sets of 5. Like say you do like 4 plates on a squat, but you can do 4
this
plates.
This is why I hate the terminology, because I feel like each term can be interpreted.
No.
That's why we're defining it.
Just one sec. I'm going to help you get it, right? So let's say you normally do 405 on a squat for like 12 reps, right? If you're going to do a cluster, whoever's coaching you or you when you're writing out will say, okay, I'm going to do 6, but I'm going to do 6x4 sets or 6x5 sets. And you'll
with 20 seconds in between.
Yeah.
That would be a cluster. So, no failure.
Not failure, right?
Well, you might fail on the third and fourth attempt. Towards the
end. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So that's
whereas a rest pause, you're failing on the first attempt, the second, the third.
Yeah. See, John will write out like one big cluster set and it'll be like, 8 reps and then failure, then like that. So that's how I'm used to doing it.
No, I've seen, I don't know if John's changed it, but I've seen John's. John will be like, do 4 sets of 8 at this weight. And you can usually do the first set and the second set without failing. But by the time you're at the third and fourth, 8 is failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cluster.
That's a cluster.
Oh, usually right. I'll add a cluster. By the time I get to like the fourth or fifth, I'm on like 2 reps and I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm pushing.
Maybe it's probably too heavy then, wouldn't it be? I would think it would be.
No, because sometimes I do a 4x4, so I'll go and I might get like 4-4-3-1,
yeah,
which is a good, that, and that's a successful for me. That's good.
Yeah, but I always thought that if you're doing a cluster, right? Let's say you're doing a cluster of 4-4s.
Yeah, you don't want to get a 16.
I thought you did, but you wanted to be failing at the fourth.
No, you want to see the first four, and then after that, you want to either hit the number or fail before the number. If you get more than
four, if you hit 16, then you know you used a little too. But I mean, you ultimately you want to work so you can get 16, and then have to increase the weight and then start the pyramid all over again.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for only up until the very last attempt where you get all 16 is the only time you complete the set.
Okay.
And then and then the next week you have more weight, right?
Okay. So that's it. That's interesting. See, look, man, 20 years of fucking training. I didn't even know. I always thought rest pause was just the pause after the one set. I didn't know it meant three. What's going on, guys? You guys who watch the podcast know that I'm a food guy and I love my snacks. So I'm also doing a transformation. I'm down about 11 pounds. And I've been looking for things to snack on here and there. And one of the things I do is I do cereal mixed with protein powder. And I think somebody at Magic Spoon must have seen it because Magic Spoon, the cereal, reached out to me and said, hey, our cereal has protein infused in it. You should give it a shot. So I did. It actually tastes really good. And the macros line up for me pretty well too. So it's 14 grams of protein per serving, 4 grams of carbs, 140 calories. So I was like, okay, this works. The flavors are all good. They got cocoa, peanut butter, fruity, and frosted. There's other flavors, but those are the four flavors I got. They're actually very good, man. If you guys want to try them out, get the variety pack. They just got a variety pack of those four flavors, and you can try them out. They'll suit your diet. They kind of get you through those times when you're kind of sick of the chicken and rice. The cereal is not like other healthy cereals. Other healthy cereals you see in the organic section, they kind of like look like they're supposed to be good cereals, but they're not. You always end up being disappointed. Magic Spoon's a little bit different. It's actually a little bit too good to be true. It's keto friendly, it's gluten free, it's grain free, it's soy free, and it's low carb. So click the link below, grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use the promo code RBP5 and get $5 off. You can also go to the URL magicspoon.com/RBP5 and get the $5 off. Magic Spoon is so confident in their cereal that they have a happiness guarantee. If for any reason you guys don't like it, they will give you your money back, full stop, no questions asked. So click the link below, use the code RBP5 for your $5 off, or go to magicspoon.com, RBP5, get the $5 off that way. Guys, you will not be disappointed. It's a good way to get a little bit in your diet without feeling too guilty about anything and still nailing those macros. Like I knew it was failure and I knew you didn't change the weight, but thought it was
that's if you're going by the classical DC definition of it, right?
The way I thought a rest pause was, the way John writes his rest pause up is 5 seconds in between each fucking break. So like if we do hack squats and let's say we do like 4 or 5 plates and we do 8 reps. Or he wants us to get like however many reps, you rack it and he'll say only 5 second break. So you count to 5 and then you get under, no matter, you get as many as you can, go to failure, rack it, keep fucking 5 seconds. That, to me, that's a rest pause.
It's, I don't feel like
that. That's a widowmaker by the classic DC definition.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's enough time. I don't feel like 5 seconds is enough time to get a proper amount out of the rest pause. Like
a widowmaker,
you got to remember, prior to John, I just fucking worked out. I didn't do any of the acronym clusters. I just fucking all I'm saying is the way I have it written out with the way John writes it. That's how I
am. Yeah, yeah.
But then like a widowmaker would be, say.
I never even heard of a widowmaker. How's that?
We're trying to define for people listening.
No, no, but I'm learning, too, because I've never even heard of this.
All right, okay, so on a leg press, you can do 10 plates aside for a set of 12, right? Okay. So you would take that for a ride. You'd hit the 12. You would rack it. Wait for maybe 5 or 10 seconds. Unrack it. Go again. All the way to failure, rack it. So you might get like, I don't know, 6. And then you keep doing that until you hit, you might say, okay, I want to get a total of 30 reps or a total of 40 reps. You just keep going. You might end up doing singles by the end. That's a widowmaker.
See, I to me, that resting, that short period, to me is a rest, like you're pausing.
Yeah, it's a flat
pause because you're not resting long enough.
Yeah, pause. A Widowmaker is like a advanced rest pause, if you like. It's the same principle. It's just that's why it's called a Widowmaker, because it's just fucking horrible.
Brett, what do you think? Is that kind of in line with what you do for your rest pauses and for your clusters?
Mine is exactly as Ben was talking. I think we've done them together, but it's definitely – so what I'll do is usually 10 to 12 on the first set, but I pick a weight that's 10 to 12 challenging, rest for about 15 seconds. I do about 10 breaths, but 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And that what for me, it's you're getting enough oxygen recovery just to allow you to be able to, you know, get 6 to 8 more reps, but not enough recovery to be able to, like, push it past that.
Yeah,
so just – oxygen, not to fully recover, but just to be able to, you know, go another wet set. And then usually, like, it looks like, you know, 10 to 12, 6 to 8, and then 4 to 6. So it's the three in your way. You rest twice with the 15 seconds in between. That's probably the most intensifier I use.
Did I hear you wrong? Did you call it a wet set?
No.
No, he said he said wet by accident and corrected himself. Okay. I thought I heard it too. But we're not going to play the banana card.
No, I just wasn't sure if it was a set I didn't know about that I wanted somebody to teach me about. No.
I actually agreed with you because I heard it because I pay attention, unlike the banana comment where you don't pay attention to anything.
No, you just don't understand that English people roll into the next word. It doesn't.
No, he rolled the motherfucking R off his tongue, not the other word.
Say banana. Say banana, Ben.
I'm not dancing.
You're just gonna say banana.
I'm not jumping through hoops. Fuck off.
All right. So we haven't. The only person that went was Ben.
No, Brett just agreed.
No. Brett, you said rest pause is your favorite too. Sorry.
Yeah, rest pause is definitely my favorite. I utilize it. I mean, I'm doing it at least once every workout on some kind of exercise.
Guy, your favorite intensity technique that you've learned from John?
From John? I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. Everything I'm calling, everything you guys are saying is wrong, so I don't even know what to call it.
Yeah. I think, for me, drop sets or strip sets, I guess.
I think the most challenging is what I said. Like, when John, like, gives me a number and he's like, all right, 25 reps. I don't care how you fucking get there. No more than 5 second rest. Like, that fucking...
That's a Widowmaker. It's called a Widow fucking Maker for a reason. It's horrible. Yeah.
So I learned that from, and I never did cluster sets before. Drop sets. I like my straight sets though. I just like getting underweight.
Nothing wrong with straight sets. I do them all the time. I don't do a ton of intensity.
That's my favorite thing. Like, I mean, I'm not as strong as somebody like, you know, like Ben or fucking Brett, but I like handling as heavy weight as I possibly can. That's always fun to me.
It's funny. I think somebody just sent me a study, and I don't know if you've seen this, Ben, but somebody sent me a study that said straight sets are just as valuable as extended sets, and they build the same amount of muscle. And I'm like, that can't make sense.
No.
Like, it's not possible that
fibers are totally different once you get to, like, a certain extended period of a set.
Well, it's not even about different fibers, just workload. I mean, you're just...
Well, I do agree to a point that... But the whole point of the intensity techniques that we're trying to do is most of the value comes... in the failure reps, right?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the kind of breakdown happens and the stimulus for new tissue happens. And that, so if you are able to really, I mean, you'll have some guys that do a rest pause and it's a bit, you know, there's more in the tank, but what if that person can go and take a straight set and take it all the fucking way, then they're probably going to get...
But wait a minute. Let me ask you this question. Let's say I can do a straight set with the same focus as like a Dorian Yates, right? Mm-hmm. All out. I get every rep out of it. 10 reps. I'm completely failed. The extended set is always going to give you more though. Cause even if I failed at 10, if I take the 15 second rest and I fail again, I'm going to get more failure reps.
Okay. This is, and I agree. But that's you. There are a lot of people out there that if you say, hey, just take this set all the way to failure once, versus, hey, take this set all the way to failure, then rest for 15 seconds, then do it again, then rest, then do it again. They go, oh, fuck, I've got to do this two more times. And the first attempt, even with the same weight, they're saving a little in the tank because they know they got to go again. And that's the difference between, and this is where I've been able to train with top-level guys like Brett, Hunter. When those guys are doing intensifiers, and Guy, when you guys are going to...
That was like my Olympia call out. Thanks, Ben.
No. But
hey, guy too.
Would you let me fucking finish?
Go on.
So, that's the difference in separation between, like, say, a pro and some of maybe the local guys that I've trained with or guys that aren't really fully locked in, is their ability to accept going to failure multiple times in a very short period of time.
So what you're saying is, for the average person, the study is probably, it's going to make sense. But for guys that really understand what failure is, it's not as accurate.
I'm prepared to go to failure.
I think what Ben's trying to say is not a lot of people know what going to true failure really fucking is. And that's true.
I'm saying. So for the average person, it's not going to make a difference if they use an intensifier or not.
Well, this is what I mean. I'd imagine the study would, with the people we're talking about, they're more likely or closer to get to failure on a single attempt versus doing it multiple times.
Because mentally they don't save anything. They just kind of let it all go. Yeah.
Like when I go into a set, I'm putting ultimatums in my head, right? Really sick, dark, horrible fucking, like, you know, someone's got a gun to my kid's head.
Right there.
You know?
Okay, but wait a second. I just want to make it clear for the people listening. If you can go to failure on every set, like whether it's the first set or the intensifier, it's always going to make more sense to use intensifiers. As far as like what's going
to if you can go to failure on that first set and then keep it going to the second and replicate it on the third, and you're truly able to do that, which is what like the guys like Brett and Hunter, those guys are doing, then now you're kind of you're multiplying the effect, right?
Because you're getting that.
Yeah, you're getting that stimulus that you get and that all the benefit from that failure rep multiple times.
Yeah, and that's why we call them extended sets, because you're extending the fucking pain. Yeah, okay. Okay, I just wanted to cover that because I saw that study and I'm like, that can't make sense. Rate my physique? No. What?
Fucking rate my physique.
You know how many DMs I get that people preface with, hey, I know you're going to hate this because you probably get a lot of them, but.
We're going to do, you know what? I'm going to do a show again once a week where we just, that's all we do. That way we can knock out like 15 or 20 of them.
I'm busy that week.
Just call it RMP.
You don't like
my physique.
No, it's RYP. We already have it. It's already been up.
Oh.
It's great. Just forget. I might have been, what am I missing here? Am I missing something? What am I missing here?
I honestly didn't know that. I just threw that out there like an asshole.
You're an idiot.
I love the show.
Okay. Is Kai Green coming back?
No.
Is he fucking with everybody again?
I think Kai's a great bodybuilder. I think this helps him keep his name very pertinent in bodybuilding.
The more I see him, the more I'm like, he looks different. I think maybe it's my hope.
Different as in he's like looking, he always looks fucking
impressive. Yeah, he always just, he looks crazy.
He looks better to me now. I don't know why. Here, let's take a look. Like, this shit's not, this looks better than last year. Maybe that's not a good one. Like this. Well, all right. Well, that's a weird one. This one, okay, how was that?
It's like your Google search.
Yeah, I mean, is it me or does that look better than last year?
I don't know, it kind of looks fucking good all the time to me.
I don't remember thinking it was shit ever.
Well, not shit, but I do remember it feeling like he was kind of like not training as hard, and then you see this and you're like, okay,
well, I think he's in a different environment now. I don't necessarily think that means he's coming back. I just think he's less distracted.
How old is he now? 47? 46?
He can't be that old, can he?
No, he is.
Fucking Rodan's 46.
Wow. Yeah, but I haven't seen what Rodan looks like. He can't look like this at 46, can he?
He's definitely 45 or 46.
Right, Brett?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa. How old's Kai Green?
Kai Green is 46 years old.
Hey, guy. Ask Alexa, why doesn't Fuad look like this then?
Why what? Why what?
How come Fuad doesn't look this good then?
Somebody said that to me, man. Somebody was like, you should stop saying you're 42. Kai Green's older than you are. And I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here. You're talking about, this is like top percentile. Oh man, my fucking camera's shit the bed again. This is like top percentile in the fucking world, like for genetics.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, give me a fucking break. Anyway, let me get rid of this. I'm back.
Have you got to hide some stuff?
Yeah. Yo,
close your fucking drawers, you serial killer.
What are you talking about? My drawers are closed. That's fucking tile.
It's just the ones that...
It's just Tylenol, for fuck's sakes.
No, the drawers look like they're open, all three.
No, they're not open. It's just that's just the way it looks.
There's a gap?
There's a gap.
In the drawers?
I like a gap.
Where you shop.
But if Kai's coming back, is it going to be a special invite then? Like, because he's obviously not competing, he won't qualify.
Yeah, they're not going to make him compete.
They won't make
unless him. Unless he does the Arnold, unless he just rocks up for the Arnold and fucking just does that.
I don't know. I'm sick of the games, personally.
Quick round robin, yes or no? Just don't think about it. If he comes back, does he win the O? Yes or no? Fuad?
Yes.
Brett?
No.
Ben?
Nope.
Who beats him?
You?
What do you think, Guy?
If he comes back?
You answer your own question. You said quick.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He's going to win.
I think he would, yeah.
You guys think Rami would beat him, or who would beat him?
I'd have Rami and Hadi before him.
Mm. Really? I don't know. Maybe I'm... What about the old...
You know what? We haven't seen him on stage with a lot of these guys. Like, you haven't seen him on stage with Hadi and this one. So... It's kind of hard to fucking judge him.
Okay, wait a minute. What about?
But we have seen him on stage, and I don't think he's going to turn up better than he has been.
I think if you take Kai at his best and Rami at winning the O, I would give it to Kai.
Okay, but is he going to turn up at his best then? You're saying he's going to come.
When we talk about bodybuilders, I assume when we're talking about.
Okay, guys, wait a minute. Let's say he turns up and he looks as good as his best show ever. Does he beat Rami?
Yes.
Best show ever?
That's the best Kai we've ever seen. What do you think? Does he beat Rami?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yes.
2013 Kai wins.
I know that, but how far down from that does he have to be to still be able to win? Like, if he's down 10%, if he's down 10%, does he still win?
No, he has to be 100%. He's got to be 100% to beat Rami.
If he's down 10%, that's 10% in size. You can't give out that size with Rami.
You need to be close, 5%.
I think I'm a Kai fan.
I think Kai's a phenomenal bodybuilder.
No, I mean like more like enough that it's maybe clouding my judgment. Because I'm like, I think he could win. I think he doesn't have to be as big as he was. I just think he's put together differently. Like Phil was the only guy who could beat him.
He also hasn't peaked in 6 years, or has been on a 4.
You're right. I'm not saying like obviously time might have caught up with him, but I'm assuming he can peak again. Not necessarily even be his best, but just like it's to say you can get close. If he can get close to where he was, the only guy who ever came close to beating him was Phil. It was always him and Phil and then everybody else.
What if Roden rocks up this year?
I think Kai can beat Sean. Huh? Yeah. What do you think? I mean, Guy, Sean's your friend, so I don't know if you can answer that, but.
I think both at 100, Kai, because he has, there are body parts on Sean that he lacks, like his bicep peak, his triceps aren't, he has poses that can improve, and Kai's a little flat here, up his upper chest and his front delts, he's a little flat, but overall, his structure is put together a little differently. Now, as far as aesthetically, I think aesthetically pleasing wise, as far as a gorgeous line and physiques, I'd give that to Sean.
I can agree with that. I just think, like you said, he overpowers him in too many areas. I think his back is much bigger. His arms are much bigger. I think that's probably the biggest thing. But I also think Sean's got a tiny little waist. So, you know, that actually plays a big part nowadays. So who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, let's just say this. What's the percentage he's coming back? Brett, what do you think? Out of 100?
40%.
That's pretty good. I thought you were going to say like 5.
Now he's, I don't know, he's reached, I saw something that, like, Dave Palumbo was talking about, like, he reached out to Dave yesterday and was like, how do I look 10 weeks out or something? And like,
yeah, but that all could be fucking just for,
yeah, I know it's reaching up, but obviously he's entertaining the idea and stuff, but but I don't know if it's going to happen. It has to happen this year, I think, because like you said, 46 years old, you know, probably
feels, I don't know how these guys do it, man, in the 40s, because I'm 39 and my fucking body's fucking shot.
It's genetics, man.
Yeah, and they got those bad boy genetics. Black don't crack.
No, man, I'm telling you, it's because I have a friend who turned pro after me, but it was only because he took some time off to do the real estate thing. But he's my age or a year older now. He barely trains hard. He still looks the way he looked when he turned pro. He's just genetically, like, some of these guys are just genetically hold their muscle and hold the roundness. I don't think Kai Greene will ever look small.
Nah.
You know, so you know, so you know, you can tell, like genetics of a bodybuilder. You know how I think of it? You know, when some guys retire, they just shrink to nothing, and it's not because, like, you know, they want to. They're trying to.
Yeah.
But there's other guys that try to who can't. Like when you look
at Phil Iyer lost like 30, 40 pounds, he still looks enormous.
No, but that's like Jay. Like if you think of Jay, like Jay told me in the podcast he was trying to get smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't. He's going to be stuck at 240 forever because his genetics.
Pokorsky had to like fucking kill himself, right?
So I heard Jake Hodd had to kill himself too.
Yeah, I don't know.
He got really fucking skinny.
I don't know. I just think some guys, like, if they're genetically.
But like Dennis Wolf didn't seem to have to struggle at all, right? He just went.
That's exactly my point.
And then you got Dennis James is just like.
50 something years old, still sitting there fucking stacked. So,
yeah, I don't know what I'll be because my problem is,
you guys are talking about guys that are like 240, 250. Kai's been 315 for the last 5 years. So, you know, he's still pushing food like crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. I know that. But what I was saying, Brett, is like, I feel like you can tell the best genetics after somebody retires, after they stop eating 6 meals a day, after they stop training like an animal, and their body kind of reduces back to its normal size.
Right.
You can see who has like who's built for bodybuilding. Like Dennis James, he told me he eats like 3 or 4 times a day. Sometimes he doesn't train for like days on end, and he's still sitting there like he still looks like he's 230, 240, like built. You know what I mean? So I always just wonder, like, I feel like that's the biggest genetic tell is these guys who don't do anything and they're still fucking, you know, they're still built, they're still jacked.
I think I'll still be in the gym the same amount of days. I just definitely won't train the same fucking way with the same weight and intensity.
But, Guy, I think
you don't have the genetics to be big. I'll probably be 200, buck 90.
But, Guy, I think you're more like me. I think once you start skipping meals a bit, your body will come down.
I don't like to eat, and that's the – and I always said I would be a better bodybuilder. I hate – eat like, I could fucking not eat all day. I wake up, I'm up for 4 hours before I eat.
But that's because you're eating like – that's because you eat the wrong shit. We've already talked about this.
Listen to him, and then I listen to him, I eat the wrong shit. I don't listen to him, eat the wrong shit.
Do you have 6 eggs for breakfast today?
No, you fucking twat.
What'd you have for breakfast?
6 ounces of fucking steak, 2 whole eggs, 75 grams of cream rice, 2 pieces of toast, and 200 grams of berries.
Partridge. That's a big breakfast.
Yeah, that's more food than I get all fucking day, you prick. So I've got a message that I can't say who it's from. But it seems like the Kai Greene situation is legit and he's going.
Who did you message?
I'm not telling you who, but.
What a fucking high school girl.
Listen.
No.
I'll read it. Shut up. Wait.
Guys, can we not yell over each other, please?
Ben prefaced with. I'm not going to tell you who it is. And then he says it. Boyd goes,
yeah.
Who was it?
Of course. Yeah. I need to know.
This is coming straight out of Camp Redcon. That's where this
is. Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. I put 2 and 2 together. I just want to know exactly who.
It's apparently a green light. I just got green light.
I have something to tell you guys after the podcast. So we'll talk about it when we're done recording.
But you heard it here first. That's what we're trying to say.
Can I use it? Can I use it in the caption? Kai Greene to compete.
Kai Greene to the Olympia. Yeah.
Ben says Kai Greene to compete.
Ben says.
Ben says.
Yeah.
Ben confirms.
You're just gonna write Kai Greene on podcasts. That's what you'll do, and then everyone's gonna fucking click on it.
Yeah, that's right. Favorite movie of all time, other than Guy, because I already know Guy's.
I'm not answering this because I'm not listening to your mouth. I never said it was a favorite. It's one of mine. You fucking saboteur.
Brett, favorite movie of all time. One of.
The Sandlot.
Sandlot. Who's in that?
Are you kidding me?
I don't fucking know every fucking movie. What do you want from me?
Dude, listen, Brett, great movie.
Great, great. That must be an American thing, man.
Never seen it.
You can't tell me you've never seen The Sandlot.
I've never seen it.
I only saw that about 6 months ago. I'd never heard of it.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I've never seen it.
Are you serious?
I'll go watch it tonight.
Wait. Make sure you watch the original. Don't watch any of the.
Didn't they just remake it?
They've done a few and they were terrible, but no. The first was probably my favorite movie growing up by far.
It's older.
But it's a great one.
Is it one of those things that where it's like more nostalgic than actually a good movie, or is it a good movie?
No, it's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
All right, I'm gonna try it out. I'll watch it. Ben,
favorite movie of all time.
One of.
If you had to pick one off the top of your head, first one that comes to mind.
Lord of the Rings, the first one.
I still haven't seen that.
Never seen one of them.
No,
that's a great series.
I haven't seen any. I thought I'd seen a
lot. He hates me because I love Bad Boys 1 and 2. They're like two of my favorites.
I don't hate you, Guy. I just don't think those are your favorite. I don't think.
Because I like to laugh and like they're just two assholes.
Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2.
Brett, is Bad Boys 1 or 2 in your top 5 movies of all time?
No, not all time. But top 20.
First of all, he's
not even top 20.
Top 20.
You're asking a kid who just threw the Sandlot at you, and you're coming at me?
Well, just saying. I don't know I'm probably going to say American Gangster off the top of my head.
Say that every time.
That's because that's my favorite movie. it's not going to change.
I can rattle off 10 movies that I absolutely love. But Bad Boys are always up there because I love 1 and 2. There's like American Gangster's great, like Equalizer's great, fucking Godfather's
Equalizer's
great,
not
Goodfellas is great, My Cousin Vinny's fucking old. Like I could rattle off movies all fucking day.
Casino, shit, you're all the old like Casino, Goodfellas.
No, like Braveheart, fucking Troy. Like there's a ton of fucking 300. I mean, there's a ton of great movies.
Yeah, but
your favorite just doesn't like the fact that out of all the
Shawshank,
there's two that he actually just doesn't like.
No, I love those movies, but they're not in my top 10 or
20. They are like, they are cheap. That's like putting like Fast and Furious in your fucking top 10. Like, what are you doing? Stop it. Stop.
You can't compare Fast and Furious to Bad Boys. That's so disrespectful.
Movie quality wise, it's probably better. I think Bad Boys is better, but I think
Ben's right. Fast and Furious is a car movie.
Yeah, it's not saying it's the same movie. He's saying it's the same level of quality.
Bad Boys 2. You see that? How can I not see that? They're throwing cars at us.
What the fuck?
Love it.
Okay, fine. Brett, favorite comedy. How about that?
Favorite comedy. Step Brothers.
That's a good one. That's the Pam, 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 Pam.
We got a Pam, Pam situation.
After you did that on the podcast, I went back and watched it that night. I was fucking just fucking dying about that.
It took you guys a couple seconds to catch on.
Are you saying Pan?
Are you saying Pan? There's a Pan Pan situation.
I love that movie. Ben, favorite comedy?
Wedding Crashers.
That's a good one. I've watched that a few times. It's one of those movies over and over again.
Yeah, I love Vince Vaughn in that is just genius.
He's good.
Yeah.
Guy?
I think My Cousin Vinny is hysterical.
That's a good movie, too. You know, is it weird? My wife thinks I'm crazy that I watch the same movies over and over again.
I do this. I watch the same television series over and over again.
Is that fucking weird?
No, it's an old man thing. My dad does it.
Brett, do you watch the same movies over and over again?
There definitely needs to be a time period in between, but at least like once a year, I'll go back to the same one. But
not like back.
No, when a film comes out, I watch it a couple of times in a week.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
What's the last one you did that for?
Wrath of Man.
With Jason.
Fuck me, that's a great film. It's a good movie. Guy Ritchie film. Guy Ritchie just doesn't make bad films.
It's the one that just came out on Netflix, right? Yeah.
I don't know if it's on Netflix. Jason Statham, where they rob the money. The way Guy Ritchie tells the story, it's really intriguing. And then once you know how it all ends, when you go back and watch it from the start, you can piece together how
Guy Ritchie did Snatch too, right?
Yeah, and The Gentleman, which I tried to guess in the end of The Gentleman about 8 times. I got it so wrong. It just ends up and there's like 3 or 4 different storylines and they all just cross and mishmash a couple of times.
Yes. Snatch is one of my favorite movies.
Have you ever watched the movie I told you to watch? That Collateral Beauty movie? It's awesome.
The Centipede? No. Was that you that told me to watch The Centipede?
No, that was fucking Craig Goliath told me to watch it and I told you about it.
What do you want to watch? Collateral what?
Collateral Beauty is a great... That's in my top 10.
It's in your top 10? I've
never heard of that. What is it?
Awesome. Will Smith's fucking awesome.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. I haven't seen it. Is it called? Is that what it's called?
It's Brett. I'm telling
not
you.
It's awesome. That's not the name of the film. I'm sure it's not. The name.
Yeah, it is.
Collateral Beauty. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it is. It's right here.
With Will Smith?
Yes, it's right here.
Collateral Beauty. It's fucking awesome.
I've never seen this.
Awesome.
Oh, where there's like 3 different deaths or like...
No, not 3 different. No.
No, that's a different
it movie. It sends a letter to the...
No, they hire actors to be time, death, and...
Yeah.
Something. Else. Because Will Smith goes... No, I'm not going to say... Put it like this. The movie was so good. I was watching it on a plane a couple years ago and the ending caught me so off guard. I started bawling and I had to walk. I was in the last fucking row in first class. No tissues, and I had to walk all the way to the front to get tissues. I was fucking hysterical. And caught me right off guard.
Ben's thinking of the other one he did where he donates his body parts.
No, that's 7 pounds. I'm not thinking about that. This is the one that... Guy's right.
Oh.
Guy's...
Oh, okay.
Guy's right.
Okay.
What's the movie Denzel's in when his son's a bodybuilding fan and he holds up the hospital? That's another great
movie. Q.
Yes, that's another great one.
John Q, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tampa top 5.
Oh shit! I got to request my contract.
Wait till the last minute.
I'm bad.
So for Tampa,
It's probably too early. Do we know even who's in it?
Well, we have a few people, right?
Yeah, I know. Go ahead, Ian.
Ian, Hassan, Shaban, and then I'm. Run out of ideas. Who is in it?
Hassan and Shaban are doing that show too.
I'm assuming they are, right?
Shaban, I don't know about Hassan.
All right, so I think
it's all Thomas. Joel Thomas is doing it.
Joel Thomas is doing it. Yeah, he always looks freaky.
Well, if Rudy does it, then Rudy's gonna be in the top 5, even if he's downsized.
I don't think I have a Tampa list yet. I know, isn't Charles Griffin doing Tampa too?
Mm. Yeah.
Charles Griffin will be tough to beat. So it's probably going to go, in my opinion, so far from who we know, it's probably going to go Ian. I think Charles Griffin's going to be in the top 3.
What about Max Charles if he does it?
Man, it's tough. Charles Griffin looks crazy lately.
His last outing, I don't think he did well, right?
No, but he's put more size on his legs. And I think that was always his kind of area that he needed to bring up. Brett, what do you know? Isn't he being trained by Matt?
Yeah.
Have you seen any pictures of Charles or anything, any kind of update?
Post every day. I mean, he's hard. He's really hard. Big back. Yeah. I think he'll do well. It just matters on, like, you know, how the flow looks. I also think... What's his name? Newcomer's coming. He went pro, I think, last year. Big, big guy. Bundy, is that his name? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
He won the super heavyweight. Oh,
the black guy. The black guy with the dreads.
Pretty sure he's doing it. I think I saw some pictures. Like some, like, just text messages, and he's pretty crazy. He's big. He's like 270, hard.
Oh, there he is. One sec. Yeah, he's got a great physique.
Doesn't do much on social media, so no one knows about him. But I'm excited to see him.
I remember when he turned pro, I thought he had a great physique. I was like, this guy's gonna do well.
Yeah, super, super strong. But like I said, he doesn't share much. But I saw some pictures and I was like, whoa.
This looks like an older photo, but I mean, you can see his structure anyway.
Lines, yeah, lines are great.
Yeah. I think that's a guest posing he did.
Yeah,
is that a torn ab?
Where? Here?
He might just.
No, I think it's just the way he's pulling it in.
No, the bottom by his belly button.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, this.
Oh, cramp.
Yeah, maybe he had a hernia or something. I don't know. Maybe just a cramp. But yeah, you're right, Brett. I remember seeing him compete when he turned pro, and I was like, this guy's.
He did that guest posing not too long ago. He just looked big, you know?
I wonder how he's like, if he's going to fill out his frame, though.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? Because he looks like a taller guy, right?
Mm. Yeah, he's a little taller.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things, because if he hasn't filled out his frame next to some of these guys, it's not going to. His legs look great.
Yeah, I mean, you could Charles Griffin. Charles Griffin's compact and big. You know, he's
yeah.
I think it'll definitely be. You know, it's Ian's show. I think it's Ian's show. I mean, especially with how his momentum's going. Ian, Charles, both Charles, or sorry, Max Charles, Griffin, Shaban will still be in there. I need to see the list, but yeah, that's definitely.
Do we know what Roddy's doing? You said Roddy's going back to Portugal, right? Doing that.
That's what I thought he saw. I saw on, I can't remember what page it was where I saw that. I think it might have been the IFBB page, actually.
I saw it as well. Is that the same weekend? Is that next weekend?
It's right here. Yeah. I think this is the same weekend as Texas. Yeah, August 12th and 15th. Same weekend as Texas.
Oh, there you go.
I think he's still doing Tampa.
He's still what?
Is he still doing Tampa?
I don't know.
I assume
it's Tampa's a week from Friday.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We don't have a list yet, but I think it's Ian's show to lose. I don't know anybody else who's doing it that is better than Ian at this point. I mean, fuck, Ian was seventh at the Olympia. I don't know what Sergio's doing. I don't know. Charles Griffin seems to be the only one that comes to mind that's anywhere near where Ian is right now.
So where would you put Max? Because we've got to see Max is going to.
Well, Max is also obviously up there for contention too. I don't know if I put Charles Griffin ahead of Max. I think based on his Instagram, he looks crazy, but you know, that's Instagram, so who knows?
Yeah, it's not a good representation.
Yeah. I just know he's really, really thick. For me, Charles Griffin's gonna come down to his legs. If he's brought his legs up, I think he can beat Max.
Mm.
So favorite classic bodybuilder ever.
Classic Chris, ever.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you're just going off of classic bodybuilding from the last 5 years category?
No, I mean, any classic. I mean it like anybody. Like
Frank Zane?
From the classic era, too.
I like Danny Padilla a lot.
Is there anybody better than Chris? Like, seriously.
I mean, what do you consider Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Classic.
Yeah.
Even though he was a mass monster of his day, he's still classic.
That's my pick.
You think Arnold's better than Chris?
No, but
you didn't say the question wasn't like, who's the best, is who's your favorite?
Oh, who's your favorite? That's right.
He's my favorite human, because what else he's done?
Okay, so Arnold's your favorite. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, if you put it that way, that's different.
Would you consider Danny Padilla classic?
I would. I don't know.
Did you ever see him, Brett?
He was awesome.
Danny Padilla was a fucking freak. And a lot of people just type in Danny. There's a black and white photo of him.
I know.
Original front double bicep. That is just one of my all-time fucking favorite photos. Wild.
The leg separation in that time.
Wild. Wild.
I think it's this one you're talking about.
He's got his he's doing a vacuum front double. Yeah. It's wild.
In the gym, yeah.
To me, that's nobody beats. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's
tops that in my eyes. I think that's as classic as it gets. That's crazy.
Yeah. Is it classic or bodybuilding though? Like, this is the perfect bodybuilder. I know it's a classic era, but this is a perfect bodybuilder.
I don't know. I mean, he wasn't super big though.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going off of. Like, he wasn't
80, 190.
Yeah, maybe. Like, look at him right there to the left. That's Mentzer.
This is Ed Corney.
Or Corney, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this picture. This is the most classic one of him. Huh. I think I'd go with Chris.
Yeah.
Physique-wise.
Chris is crazy. Chris has got one of the best physiques of all time.
Yeah.
We don't really see people with that level of success and still have a humble attitude.
And we haven't seen the best Chris yet either.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
He's got 10 more pounds, man. It's going to be
wild.
I think we're going to see about 3 more versions of him, and it's just going to keep getting better.
When was the last time we saw somebody with that much success that still had a humble attitude? Jay was like that, I think. Jay was pretty humble. I think Flex Lewis is pretty humble, no?
No, those are great representatives.
Kai was pretty humble.
Yeah, but it's different. Kai was humble, but I feel like Chris is approachable humble. It's like,
You can't say Kai's not approachable. He talks to everybody for 30 minutes.
But Kai, I feel like, is in a different stratosphere.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I don't mean mentally. I mean, like, he's just, he's kind of larger than life. Whereas Chris, you feel like you could hang out with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What was the moment you realized that you had a shot at becoming a pro or influencer? Well, where was the tipping point in your career that led you to this realization?
When I screamed at kids on the hack squat machine.
That was your viral moment. That's the moment you became popular. Everybody knows who you are now. No, seriously. Was it when you turned pro?
No, I don't think it was when I turned pro, because I think when you turn pro, it's almost like you're going back to like being a freshman again in school. Because you go from, like, once you turn pro as an amateur, you're, like, back to the bottom of the totem pole again. Besides the year you turn pro, you're on, like, cloud nine, and then it's back to being a nobody again until you work your way back.
Well, I guess, let me reread the question, actually, because it says, what was the moment you realized that you had a shot at becoming a pro? Where was the tipping point in your career that led you to this realization? You said pro or influencer. So, I don't know.
When I took second at my first nationals against Jose, it was when I was like, oh, I might be able to do this.
Yeah, I think when I won my first nationals, because I didn't get my pro card, but I won my class. And then I was like, okay, I can do this. Ben?
I'll let you know when it happens.
Yeah, but you're an influencer regardless.
But it says influencer too. So when did you know that you had influence?
I'm not answering the sympathy fucking question.
It's not. It's written. It says influencer.
Yeah, I know. It's the sympathy bullshit part. They're like, oh... Well, Ben don't feel left out, so let's ask Bevy. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Okay.
Let's finish with another one, Bev. We can include Ben on without him feeling bad.
Okay.
I don't feel bad. I'm just not answering it.
All right, fine. If you were qualified for the O and your good friend wasn't, and you were both doing the same show, would you still try to beat them?
Say that again.
If you were qualified for the O and your good friend wasn't, and you were both doing the same show, would you still try to beat them?
I wouldn't do the show.
I wouldn't do the show.
Yeah, why would you do the show?
Maybe for money.
I might do it if you were doing it, Fuad, just to beat you.
But then you wouldn't beat me, and it wouldn't matter.
We can still do it, bro.
We're gonna have a masters competition. Just me and you are gonna do masters.
That's fine. Okay. Well, I'll even dye my beard so they can't tell us apart.
Guy, you're gonna lose. You're gonna lose 100%. Guaranteed you're going to lose.
Lose what?
If me and you compete against each other.
No.
How much do you want? I'll bet anything.
Okay. I'll bet your Hellcat, and I'll bet my...
I'm going to order some GH tonight and get started. I got to change my physique in a fucking month. I'll be back on track.
He's throwing the trend back in. It's over.
It's over for you, guy. I'm going hard. That's it.
I'm with it, son.
Okay, fine. Fuck. I don't fucking... These ones are more bodybuilding. A lot of them are bodybuilding based. Scenario, no more steroids in bodybuilding. How many bodybuilders would stay and how many bodybuilders will go? Would you still compete and attend events?
No, no, zero, no.
Yeah. Question. Yeah.
It would be the same, wouldn't it? Or we'd all just suck.
Like a bunch of fucking swimmers on stage.
Dude, some of those natural guys look really fucking good.
Yeah, but there's
yeah, like, and they
bro.
I did not look like that. I look so fucking naturally, so forget it.
Okay. all right, fine. I don't.
Dexter would come out of retirement, beat everybody.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, last one. Where does Flex Lewis fit within the GOAT talks?
Very highly.
Yeah, what the fuck, of course.
I'll think about it for a second. We're talking about greatest of all time. Where does Flex fit in the top five?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Guys, greatest. Think about what you're saying for a second.
You're going to say he was the greatest 212 not overall, but he beat a lot of open.
No, I'm not. It has nothing to do with 212. I'm talking about
If you were asked right now, if I said, hey, what's the best five bodybuilders of all time, you would not put Flex Lewis in there.
Me?
No, any of you would. Like if I just said bodybuilders, best five bodybuilders of all time, you wouldn't put Flex
Lewis. If you said to me, name your top five best bodybuilders of all time, it would go Ronnie,
Phil.
Ronnie, Phil, or Dorian, Jay.
I mean, you'd say Lee, you'd say Arnold, you'd say all that before.
Possibly a Kevin Levroni or a Flex Wheeler, something like that. That's five right there. All right. So it's like, I feel like he might
I don't think I have Arnold in front of him.
I have him in the top 10. I don't think I have him in the top five of GOATs. I think I could put Flex Lewis soundly in the top 10.
That's why I said he's fucking up there. To me, that's up
there. Yeah. No. And I'm not disagreeing with you guys. I'm just trying to figure out where. Right? Like, guy, is he in your top five?
It's hard because I mean, I get what you're saying. You're saying the greatest of all time, and 212 is limiting the fucking competition field. I get it.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with 212. I feel like
anybody that could be on top of their game for seven fucking years in a row and win.
Yeah, that's
right. It's got it. Even if like you got guys like Rami that won an Olympia or Sean that won an Olympia, you have a guy that was consistent 7 years in a row that was the best. In my eyes, he has to be in the top five because at that level, it might not be the open guys, but he still held off every competitor for seven fucking years in that division and was the
best. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
He's got to be top five.
But that's what
I mean. When you're talking about like UFC or something like that, the greatest of all time are the smaller guys, even though the like heavyweights they knock them the fuck out instantly. It's not necessarily about that. I agree with the guy. It's about the body of work and being able to dominate your category within the sport. He's still a bodybuilder for that long.
I'm not looking at his size and I'm not looking at his record. I'm just saying if I list my top five best bodybuilders I can think of all time in my head, he may be fifth, maybe. Like
if he's not fifth, he's safe, right? It's fucking
yeah. Like he's there. He's somewhere.
Like here, you said Kevin Levroni is one of my favorite bodybuilders of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, but I wouldn't put him in front of Flex.
No.
Okay, that's fine. It's opinion, right?
What accolades over Flex does Kevin have? And I love Kevin.
It's not because now you're talking. See, we're talking two different things. You're measuring it through mathematics, which is if you do that, then he's definitely in the top five. Because how many people have won multiple Olympias? And then you
got how else would you? Okay, so what else would you besides Olympia titles? What else are you basing it off of?
I'm basing it all if I put them all on one stage. Where does Flex fit for me? Right. And I think Flex's physique is so good that out of every bodybuilder that ever steps on a stage, he could be in the top 10. I just don't know if he fits in the top five.
I get it. I can understand where that
if we're talking about mathematically, there's no doubt. I mean, who else has won seven Olympias? It's only like three other people. So he's definitely top five mathematically.
Yeah. One of the great champions for sure.
Yeah, 100%. There's no doubt. But it just depends how you're measuring the GOAT conversation. The way they measure it in fucking UFC is mathematically. Who'd this guy beat? How long was his run? Blah, 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 yeah. All that. But I wasn't.
Open next year and won it, then I think he's in the top five easy.
If he goes in the Open and wins it, then he's a champ. That's like the first of everything, of everybody, right? Like, nobody's ever done that.
Yeah, that'd be incredible.
If he went into Open and won an Olympia, in my opinion, he would surpass everybody.
Yeah. He might be
the greatest of all time.
He would be right after Ronnie for me.
Yeah.
Especially if you then included the offstage body of work as well. Just everything he's done and the example for a young kid, like, you can't ask for anyone better than
No.
If you start taking into like all things into aspect, then it's totally different. Then it's like J, then Flex.
J of Flex, yeah.
That's like one and two, right?
Well, but Kai
doesn't fit with the other two.
As far as influence goes, as ambassadors of the sport?
Well, Arnold
ambassador,
is...
Wait a minute. Ambassador and influence.
Arnold probably has to be probably the...
I was talking about ambassador of the sport. Like, I think Kai promotes the sport when he wins a bubble pretty well.
I think Ben's right, actually. Sorry. It would go it would go Arnold, then Jay, then Flex.
Yeah.
Kai, you're thinking Kai is influencer. I'm not talking about influencer. I'm talking about ambassador. Kai is very popular, but he doesn't represent the sport like Flex
and advanced the sport and evolved it, you know, in other manners.
Kai represents. What
did you say, Brett?
Kai represents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in your top five, Brett?
Ronnie, Phil, Jay, Dorian, and then that, I mean, like 5, 6, 7, I'm going, like, that's when it'd go Kevin, Flex Wheeler, then Flex Lewis, somewhere around there.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Ben, go eat, guys. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching. Please subscribe, share with your friends, and like the video. And if you get a chance, check out the description for all the different links to all the different places you can find Hostile and myself. And lastly, check out hostile.com for our new line of supplements and all of our apparel and gear. Thanks again for watching.